Well, my reaction is simple. We never defame Ahmadou Samba. Our stories were reported in good faith without malice. Mr. Samba is a public figure, and his life is of interest to the Gambian public, including the international community. Here is a guy who is very close to President Jammeh. And if it is alleged that he has been invited for questioning by the National Drug Enforcement Agency, our job is to investigate the story. That's what we did. We reported the story by talking to reliable sources on the ground. And what happened is the government turned around, decided to side with Mr. Samba by writing attestation letters for Mr. Samba, which is very new in our politics. In the Gambia, we have people languishing in jail, detained for years, released without any charges. But the government would not prepare any attestation letter for these detainees. Why is Mr. Samba being treated with an exception? In the said story, we reported that Obi Konate too was detained. But in the attestation letters prepared by the government, there was no mention of Obi Konate. What are they trying to achieve to sue Freedom newspaper? That's my question. And interestingly, Peter, we ran an apology. We retracted the story. And there was no mention of Mr. Samba in the summons stating that we retracted the story. But I think all this is geared towards trying to distract us. The elections are coming. They have an agenda. The agenda is to distract us. And we don't have time for games. We don't have time for games. We have high respect for Mr. Samba, but he should understand that the interest of the Gambia, you know, is bigger than his personal interest. We have nothing to gain to report that Mr. Samba is involved in drug trafficking. We believe in our sources. If he turns around, if the government is trying to cover up the story, or if the government is trying to defend him, that's fine. The air is human, and we apologize to him. But yet he is determined to sue us to court. The courts are there for everybody. We'll put up our defense and go to court and meet him there.
No, but he said you have slandered him. You don't have any proof of that, and that is why he's going to court, because you have written so many stories that are untrue about him, and he has the right to defend himself. That is why he took you to court. So why would you make allegations without any empirical proof, Panleri?
That's a wrong suggestion. Ahmadou grabbing those attestation letters from the National Drug Enforcement Agency and the Interior Ministry doesn't mean that he got enough evidence. You have to remember that this is a case of the father trying to take care of the son. Ahmadou Samba is in the good books of President Jammeh. Ahmadou Samba benefited from the Jammeh administration in terms of contract. He was given the contract to build the airport. He was given the contract to build the I-22 in Banjul and all the projects. None of these projects were tendered. So do you think President Jammeh will sit by idly to allow his friend to be exposed in the media? Peter, this is an entire government machinery trying to bring the Freedom newspaper down. This is an important case in Africa when it comes to media freedom and internet censorship. If the government wants to change the story, that's up to them. We never implied that Mr. Samba is guilty of any crime. We never implied that Mr. Samba was detained. We said he was being investigated. And our sources are in the heart of the government. And our job as journalists, we are duty-bound to protect our sources. They've been insisting that we have to reveal our sources. Well, that one, we're not going to compromise on that. We will protect our sources no matter what. And Mr. Samba, with due respect, I heard him saying that the Freedom newspaper is not a newspaper, it's a website. Why is he suing Freedom newspaper then? If Freedom is not a newspaper, why is he suing the paper?
But the fact is that he says you made allegations that you don't have proof of. And that is why he's going to court for you to prove that, one, he plotted to overthrow President Yahya Jammeh, and two, that he is under investigation for dealing in drugs.
The truth is our defense. We rely on the truth when we reach at the court. We reported the story in good faith without malice, and you know how corrupt African governments are. The African the government like the one we have in Banjul is anti-press. This government will do everything possible to intimidate journalists. In fact, those who prepare the attestation letters, they are implicated in drug in the drug scandal. Minister Usman Sonko himself, the interior minister, he has been hanging out with drug lords in Banjul. That is in evidence. We reported that on Freedom newspaper. Khalilu Njai, he was busted. He was busted by the NIA. There was a case filed in which he received bribery on a drug case. He was fired and reinstated back. President Jammeh himself, his IGP, the former IGP, Esa Abadi, said he was assigned by President Jammeh to sell drugs for him. We reported extensively on this cocaine bus in the Gambia. President Jammeh's name is involved. Peter, look, do you know why they cannot arrest any Gambian up till now? The state is involved. I am saying that the state is involved. They can't arrest anybody. All those arrested, they are foreigners. No Gambian has been charged yet in connection with this $1 billion cocaine bust. You don't mean to tell me that a stranger will come to your house, assault you, take your merchandise without you having any identification about the stranger. Let them stop playing games. Let them go after the drug lords in our country. This is not a joke. It's a very sensitive matter. And they should allow the press to report it. We are not doing this Smear Ahmadu Samba. We are not reporting this to Smear Ahmadu Samba. We have nothing to gain to say that Ahmadu Samba is involved in drugs. We acted on information we received from our sources. And we will always use the truth as a defense. And that said, Peter, let me assure Mr. Samba that the Freedom newspaper is not a newspaper that is in the business of libeling people. We have seen the Daily Observer, his own newspaper, libeled my humble self, Panderi, claiming that I defected to the APRC, I shut down my website and joined the IJAMES government. They put it as a front page story on the Observer, and they claim that I compromised information of my subscribers as informers. This is where the people give me information to castigate the IJAMES government. They tortured people in the name of Panderi. They persecuted people in the name of Panderi. Some were forced into exile. One of them is Omar Ba. He's right now in the U.S. Armed soldiers chased him in Banjul. Luckily, he was able to fled to Ghana, and now he's in the U.S. Ahmadu Samba owed me an apology for defaming me because he used his newspaper to antagonize Gambians in the name of Panderi. Peter, this is politics. They're using politics. The whole drama is just to intimidate Panderi. I worked for Mr. Samba's newspaper in the Gambia before I came to the U.S. I was a senior staff reporter at the Observer. Remember, Mr. Samba bought the Observer from the exiled Liberian journalist, Kenneth Wyatt Bass. And there are speculations that Jammeh used him as a front to buy the paper. When he bought the paper, the principal journalists were fired. My humble self, I was fired. D.A. Jao was fired. Baba Gala Jalo was forced to resign to set up independent newspaper. Theophilus George was fired, among other journalists. This government don't want an independent media. Now they're coming to America, trying to showcase their money, trying to use power. We will continue to do our job. No legal case can intimidate us. We will continue to do our job, Peter.